The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Get up, get at it, and get it done with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
What a Friday morning, everyone. November the 20th, 2020, 710, KNUS. Radio Free Denver, 51 the high today, says the 710 KNUS Weather Center, 49 tomorrow, and of course George and Randy tomorrow in the morning here on 710 is going to rock. Stefan this afternoon, 48 on Sunday and 57 on Monday. Give you an idea of how this works. I'll read you an email. You won't recover from this. You are pessimistic. We don't need pessimists at this time. If you can't be supportive of the effort, then STFU, you know what that means, you stay something out, and let them do their job. Go find another Rollo the dog to rescue. Something seems more your speed these days. Yesterday, and I had, starts out, and I had lunch with Steph, and we're looking at all the stuff that's coming in. And I go back to the family unit, get out Mr. Computer, and I sit and I watch the press conference, which I thought was incredible. The Tucker Carlson and watching Sidney Powell. We got to get Jenna Ellis on the show. And it was amazing. And I watched this at like 90 minutes. And I went back and watched it again, and I'm trying to take notes. And I was telling Billy and I talk about how much work is going into these shows. And I'm like, the last 6 to 8, 9 weeks have really been interesting here on 710 KNUS in the morning show. So I watched this. I'm a huge Giuliani fan. But I wrote these notes as we went along, this conspiracy of Hugo Chavez and China, the PRC, and Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, testimony found on the Internet, ballots that arrived in trucks, New Jersey voters who crossed into Philly to vote, hacked judges. And the one that really lit me up was they were counting votes, and Sidney Powell said, vote counters in Germany and Spain. And in this moment with Jenna Ellis, we just played it where they're asking her for evidence. She said, your question is fundamentally flawed when you're asking for the evidence. Sidney Powell talked about releasing the Kraken. Now, this is, I know everybody's mad at Fox News. Two things have just literally gone in the dumper with Nielsen ratings, NFL football, gee, break my heart, and Fox News. But Tucker Carlson calls out Sidney Powell, saying he asked her for evidence to support her election fraud claims. I will quote this. She never sent us any evidence despite a lot of requests, polite requests, and not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. Okay. But I'm waiting for Lynn Wood's his lawsuit that comes today. I don't know what to do with all of this. The enormity, the conspiracy is so vast. So what do we do with it? We had Polly. She was kind enough to stay through the break. Okay, Polly, you're back up. If you would, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was just saying that I think if the Democrats had any inkling that Trump could have won in 2016, we'd be seeing this now. And I think the other thing is that I have to agree with you. I mean, I've had something important stolen from me. We all know who took it, but we can't prove it. And I think I feel kind of like Giuliani is maybe dangling a carrot in front of us. I'm not going to get excited about it. I'm going to wait and see, and I hope he's right. But I don't know if he can prove it. And I don't know. I think spouting off his mouth sometimes and over the past 4 years and nothing's ever come to fruition. I just have to wait and see what happens. I hope. But I can't say unless there's proof because all these judges keep shutting it down.
But you're opening doors to let people out. You can't do that. I mean, we were talking about a RICO case and Nadelson was on, we're talking about RICO-ing, and I know a little bit about RICO, not much, but a little bit. Nobody gets away in a RICO. I mean, you can get 80,000 lawyers, you can spend all your money, but if you're RICO'd, you're RICO'd, you're caught. And I'm reading these states, and I'm reading the charges that are being made on vote counts and those kinds of things, and frankly, I'm no expert, but I got plenty of time to read. But I come back to that charge that Joe McCarthy made, a conspiracy so vast, dot, dot, dot. Is this conspiracy real? When she charged vote counts in Spain and Germany, I looked on the internet, now only the internet, and you can throw it out the window because it's, you know, but I can't find any evidence that the election votes were tallied overseas. I can't. Doesn't mean it wasn't.
Right.
But I looked.
And that's the problem. I don't know if they're going to be able to prove it because I doubt that there was fraud.
Yeah, but again, you can't doubt. And something like this, you can't say, well, believe is not a word. I mean, we hear too much believe. You got to say, I'll show you this. And apparently Sidney Powell and Tucker Carlson are having a moment. And Jenna Ellis, who I love, I adore Jenna. She used to come in and co-host the show. And I saw her standing up there, and when asked, she's angry that they would ask for evidence. Okay, fine. We'll see it in court. But even Nadelson, who's a brilliant, he's a scholar, he's an attorney. How do you get to court?
How do you get past those progressive judges to get to court?
Forget the judges. How do you get to court?
I don't know.
I don't either. Attorney. But you're... We're on the clock. The 14th is the Electoral College meet. What these lawsuits, and again, just as a reader, that's all I am, you guys, before all this. You're not a lawyer. No, I understand I'm not. But my reading suggests that every one of these suits wants to stop the certification to give them time to work their magic. Lynn Wood's lawsuit that's allegedly filed today in Georgia. I've kind of done as much as I can understand this, but Wood alleges Georgia illegally changed the process for handling absentee ballots. His lawsuit takes aim, and we've been talking about this for several days this year, that addresses accusations about a lack of statewide standards for judging signatures on absentee ballot envelopes. The Secretary of State, a Republican in Georgia, has said Wood's case is silly and baseless. Now, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But you have to, and then what Lynn wants to do is to stop it, block the certification of the election results in Georgia. It's setting up for some interesting moments.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Take care of yourself. Thank you. Boy, I've got some nasty email to read. All right, this is John. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. You're earning your money today.
Every day.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. But I'd just like to comment on something Giuliani said yesterday. You know, if you're like me and everybody wonders about conspiracy, how do you get thousands of people to do this? You can check me out, but I believe Giuliani said that's not what they did. They concentrated on certain cities that have been corrupt for years.
But regardless, but he said these cities, and he said there's this, my choice of words, this gray eminence, this power that notified. He said they all didn't wake up and have original thoughts on their own that were all the same, that they were directed to do these things by, my choice of words, a central power. That somebody or something or some machine or some group of people directed the mayors of these cities all at once to do exactly the same thing.
Well, yeah. You said you were going to talk about here pretty soon about the Kennedy assassination.
We're going to do that on the day of this Monday. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Roger Stone, he's a character. I know he's been on your show. And I remember I read that book where he kind of
blames Lyndon Johnson. He blames Lyndon Johnson. Yeah.
But I've always wondered, and I don't think about it all the time, but how can anybody kill the president? You'd have to have thousands of people. And Roger Stone, I can't quote him, but he said, you really don't need very many people.
But on something like this, you would. On an assassination.
Not really.
You tell me how you can rig all of these cities in very few.
Okay, I've always wondered, when I see these clips, I've never been in a polling place where they count votes.
Listen to
I've
me.
Never been in one, but you see all these tables?
There's a difference between...
How could you get that many people that are corrupt?
Listen to
all
me.
All it take is maybe four or five supervisors to kind of place people in certain places.
How many cities and how many states are we talking about? We're talking about Arizona. We're talking about Georgia. I made a list. Let me take my paper here. These are the in-place states that I have become like Mr. Reeder. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Now, that's a lot of people. And if what I watched yesterday, Venezuelans and Cubans and Chinese, Clinton Foundation people, Soros, truck drivers, voters, vote counters, people in Europe, and they were triggered. The way that Giuliani supports that was they all were given the go, and they all did the same things.
But he also said they pinpointed cities that are corrupt.
Well, I agree.
And they've been
corrupt for years.
I
did it. I agree with you. That's all true. But he said this moment comes. He goes to bed. Trump's ahead. He wakes up. Trump's behind, and he thinks that this kicks in. And all of these things happen with mayors and governors. And believe me when you think of a conspiracy, which, because he's talking about a conspiracy so vast, a worldwide conspiracy, a communist conspiracy. And that, I mean, if there are people in this, And the Kennedy assassination, if it's what I believe it to be, you could have done a very small amount of people. Very small amount of people. This isn't all these multiple cities, all these different countries. I mean, that's big stuff, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's kind of funny you brought up the truck driving in the middle of the night. I wonder what I would have done if I'd have been there.
Ballots which arrived in trucks. Plural.
Well, I don't know. I think I go back to Roger Stone. It doesn't take too many people, and if you got the right person at the right
place. But we're talking about the murder of one man. We're not talking about multiple states and multiple cities and multiple people being involved. That's two separate things.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I saw
it's all kind of funny.
Last night when he talked about Sidney Powell, this is a hard thing to say. I liked what they said. This is just the opening statement. I don't know if you can expect Sidney. I hope she has evidence.
She might not
want to divulge it right now.
Look, Tucker Carlson's in their corner. Tucker Carlson would be the play. It isn't like coming on this stupid show. You're going on Tucker Carlson, who is Fox's number one guy. All right, man, we're going to jump. We go to RJ. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, first off, I want to say I think that there's definitely a lot of irregularities about this last election. Okay? And I feel like Trump, if the fix was in, it happened, you know, around that 1 a.m. when he tweeted maybe we won, and all of a sudden the Michigans and the Wisconsin and the Georgias get flipped. However, what I do want to say to a lot of people that maybe are calling the show and that are for Trump, and I'm for Trump, is remember the Jack Nicholson line from A Few Good Men? You can't handle the truth.
Maybe.
They can't handle the fact that he blew it. Okay? And you talk about Gardner getting beat by Hickenlooper. I kind of compare that to Trump and Biden.
Well, you know, no, not at all. Because, look, don't compare Cory Gardner to anything.
I know.
Horrible.
But I think Trump losing to Biden is comparable.
I mean,
Biden wasn't the best candidate.
No.
You don't see the parallels in that?
No, they put up a fight on Biden. They didn't put up any fight here.
Okay, well, I give you that. I'm just talking the content of the candidate itself. I think Biden was very beatable. What I do want to say is another parallel where Trump blew it. It's kind of like when you bring up Michael Tracy from Boulder, how he breaks the journalism rule by inserting himself into the story. Mm. Okay. Trump could never get past his own ego. He had to check his ego. He always inserted himself into the stories. His policies are amazing. I love Trump's policies. But Trump's character and his basically, his anger came through where it overshadowed the policy.
There's something to what you're saying.
And that's the problem I'm having. Like, okay, Trump, like, if he lost, and I don't believe the election. I truly believe my gut is thrown. Okay, but it just bothers me that no one's, you know, hey, Trump, you know, that your first debate was horrendous, and that probably lost you the presidential race. The coronavirus thing and having the interview with Bob Woodward.
Agreed.
My God.
I thought so, too.
I mean, you know, he did some things. The tweeting. Look, I love the tweeting sometimes when it's like the media, you can't get a straight story, and specifically how Twitter and Facebook now are in front of Congress, and they're hopefully this parlor takes off.
But all of those things don't prove what's being alleged.
I understand that. Yes, you're right. And that's where I feel like if, you know, if a few good men, Tom Cruise says, it's not what I think, it's what I can prove.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, let me ask you this.
Yeah, sure.
You made a comment the other day. You said they've been in the courtroom X number of times and it's been dismissed X number of times. What was that quote?
The Pennsylvania Times. They've been kicked out this morning. The guy got angry on a challenge on the dead people voting in Georgia. Well, the dead people voting. And I said, well, the dead people voting case was in Georgia. The court threw it out. Now, so then now it's the judges. Well, they claimed the dead people voted in Georgia. When you read, and again, you can read it on the internet. You can do whatever the hell you want to do with it. But in Georgia, one of the claims that the Trump campaign made in the state of Georgia was dead people voted. If you go and read the case, you find out. And I'll go to my paperwork. I can read it to you because, well, I'll tell you what, I must have killed 35 trees for this last week of radio. But I find this stuff at home, and I mark it down, and I come to work, and I print it, which shows you I can hang it on the broadcasting company. But I'll find it. But the point of it here in Georgia, they claim that dead people voted, and it isn't true. I mean, the claim was in the lawsuit, and It was thrown out. They can't find. I'm not saying that in the past dead people haven't voted in America. Dead people vote in Chicago all the time.
Sure.
I mean, dead people voted in Texas for Lyndon Johnson.
Yes.
But it isn't what happened. Here it is.
Okay.
So, like I said, I mean, here's what's happened to talk radio. It's my passion. It's my life. It's a craft. It's a skill. You got to work at the job. The people that fail at this business don't work at it. But you have to. I mean, last night, I'm 9, big deal. I'm 9:30 line and everything up to come to work this morning with Billy and print all the stuff. You know, I mean, and the thing is, and it isn't what people want to hear. There are radio shows that will tell you exactly what you want to hear. George Bush and Dick Cheney did not create a war. Didn't get a whole bunch of people killed for nothing. There's people out there that will tell you that, but it's not true. There are people that tell you there was an intruder in the Ramsey household. It isn't true.
No.
You see, and that's...
No, the pineapple in the kid's stomach.
Well, I mean, all of it.
He ate pineapple on the table or something.
All of it. I mean, there's a million reasons that no intruder came into the house. To this day, there are intruder people. To this day, there are still idiots that will send me email about the weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq. No, they weren't. They were never found. And the more you read, the more mad.
Well, yellow-grade uranium was found, but it was from a long time ago.
No, it was that was the Colin Powell thing. That came from a guy named Curveball, who was the French double agent. And the French even said, "Don't believe this; it's a lie." And then that Scooter Libby tried to ruin those people. I mean, they're just horrible people. But it's true.
Trump pardoned Scooter Libby. Am I wrong?
I thought Bush did.
Bush didn't. That was one of the Cheney Bush at the last. No, I think Trump just pardoned Scooter Libby within the last 12 months.
I'm gonna have to look at that because Scooter Libby's a bad guy. But
I think Trump or Bush and Cheney on their last days, you know, had a falling out over Scooter Libby because Cheney wanted him pardoned.
I'll check because I thought he did let him go. But
you think Trump pardoned Manafort?
You think he did or will?
Do you think he will?
Don't know. I mean, if Trump goes out angry, does Trump go out? Does Trump become a government in exile? Does he go and say this was stolen from me and becomes the free America government in exile, which is entirely conceivable?
All right. Well, 2 points. You did make something I keep thinking in my head the other day. You said something like, and I'm just quoting numbers, you said Trump's been in a courtroom, his attorneys, 8 times, and 7 times it's been dismissed.
In Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania. That's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
That's Pennsylvania.
It's 8 and 7, like this I just said?
I think. I'd have to go back and look again because this stuff comes fast and furious.
Okay.
They've lost a total of 30 attempts across the country. 30
okay.
attempts. Pennsylvania, I think the one that they did won was to stop counting the vote, which I thought was interesting because I think you'd want to count.
Okay.
And Donald Trump did pardon Scooter Libby. Thank you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
You're right. You're right about that.
All right. And, okay, I've heard that this
you're right.
theory, if you heard about, if they get past December 14th, let's say things are in courtrooms and basically not certified, at that time, I'd like a constitutional caller to call. Does it kick to the legislator where they vote on the presidency?
I legitimately don't know what's going to happen if it gets that far.
I think it does because there's 26 Republican states to 24 in some sort of legislative vote. And if it gets to some sort of, I don't know whether, what would you call it, in purgatory in the courtrooms or just.
It has to be settled before then. You know
December
that.
6th
yeah.
is
yeah.
when they
right.
bring the votes to
right.
Congress, and then Congress certifies the 14th.
Right. It has to be settled. Has to be settled.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for your
very good call, man. Well thought out. Thank you.
Right.
We're coming up on a pause. I mentioned Kaplis earlier about Lynn Wood was always threatening to sue me and Kaplis. Dan Kaplis' law firm, I'm thrilled we get to speak for him on the air. Serious firm for serious cases. I talk about my experience with Dan, and as a father, my daughter was going through stuff. And, I mean, at night, Danny would call her, man, how you doing? You all right? That meant so much. 37, 38 years, he's a lawyer, working class background, but he's a decent, honest, hardworking guy. And what I would urge you to do, if you're in a jam and, you know, somebody in the family's been hurt badly or a wrongful death, tragedy, and you need to at least talk to somebody, you call Danny, 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551, DanKaplisLaw.com, 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 303-770-5551.
Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
We weren't sure we were going to get this guy. Good work by Billy Thorpe. This is a professor of political science, and he looks about election fraud from Michigan. We got him on the show. Hold on, everyone. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen remodel bathrooms. If you want the best countertops and wholesale pricing, Mitch Floria, the art of granite, young man born in Romania under the Ceausescus. We've told his life story. Expert craftsman can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into true works of art in your home. Schedule a virtual consultation with Mitch. Call 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. Visit the website artofgranite.com. Now, he can come and see you. You can do it over the phone. You can do stuff on the internet. You can do it virtual. And maybe because, you know, next week's Thanksgiving, tearing up the kitchen. But get things done. I mean, set it now. Get it off the ground. Mitch has granite from his own warehouses in Golden. Wholesale prices, no markups. Most for your budget. Mention the morning show on 710 KNUS. Get a free bathroom countertop free with the purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops. Get a kitchen bathroom sink free with the purchase of any countertop. I love the guy. He's been with us. We've talked many times. Give Mitch a call. 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, artofgranite.com. Please say good morning. He is wonderful. His name is Walter Mabane, University of Michigan professor of political science and statistics. He's looked at Iranian presidential elections in 2009, looked at the 2019 Bolivia general election, South Korean 20 general elections. Hey, I'm impressed, and we've never had a chance to talk. Professor, good morning. Welcome to Denver.
Hey, happy to be with you.
Yeah, Billy talked a little bit to you off air about you did not witness the press conference yesterday, but you now have seen enough of it. A little of your life story, your credentials, and let's talk about what you're seeing happen or what you believe is happening.
In the current election, my impression of the allegations at the press conference yesterday are they're pretty much the same fact-free claims that Giuliani in particular has been saying for a few weeks now, or at least a few days. And I personally think that there's nothing to them. There is no giant conspiracy. There are no massive frauds, even small frauds. In fact, this election is pretty miraculous. In every place I've seen around the country, there are not even a lot of accidents or things that went wrong. So there have been really small changes. Georgia just did a recount, and they changed a few votes, mainly adding a few votes that Republican areas didn't count for Trump. But the big Democratic counties didn't change at all. So I think there's not going to be any prospect of any fact-based legal finding to support that kind of argument.
You know, you're the wild card in conservative media. One of the things that struck me, and I watched the press conference twice, and I tried to make notes from what I was watching, and you said no conspiracy, but they collectively talked about a conspiracy that had Hugo Chavez, and I wrote these people down as they spoke, or countries, China, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, testimony found, quote, on the internet, ballots that arrived in trucks, six different trucks, New Jersey voters who crossed into Philly, and vote counting in Germany and Spain. And, you know, I'm kind of a history reader, and that McCarthyist, a conspiracy so vast. Professor, that's a hell of a conspiracy.
Yeah, if it weren't so serious, it would be just a bad joke. But, you know, this is someone very close to the president making these allegations with the apparent, at least implicit, support of the Republican Party. They were at the Republican National Committee, I've just heard. So it would be hilarious, but it's not at all funny because, you know, it's the legitimacy of the election and our democracy that's being impugned by these ridiculous claims.
This notion of voting or counting votes abroad, have you ever heard of that before?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Americans are abroad. Some of them are military who are stationed abroad doing their duty. And there's a long history of somewhat special treatment of these votes from military. They routinely arrive a bit late, sometimes arrive without postage. And there have been big controversies about whether to count such votes, but I think the norm is to do so mostly in most places.
But the charge...
And many other Americans are abroad just because they happen to not be in the United States.
Well, the charge that Sidney Powell made yesterday, the vote count, that she said, I can play the cut, but Americans don't know that our votes are being counted in Germany and in Spain. Was that about GI votes? Because I thought GI votes were part of the rap about Georgia of signatures on ballots. But
votes that are counted in other countries are often people who are not military. They could be consular staff, people at embassies who are not the military at those embassies. But if you just happen to be living in Paris because you happen to be a student abroad, for example, or you're just someone who happens to have a job abroad for some reason, you would go to the embassy or the consular office and vote there. And then those votes may be counted in some sense there, but usually they're packaged there and then shipped back to the particular state.
That's what I thought. But the charge was made, I sensed the charge was there are voting machines abroad. The best of your knowledge, are there voting machines abroad?
I have no knowledge of the diversity of the ways that people cast their votes in these different places around the world. I just don't know.
You know, I'm like I said, a reader. This is an incredible conspiracy. I mean, they laid out and again, I want all of these people to come true, but Jenna Ellis, who we actually know, and now there's a rub apparently between Tucker Carlson, who is a Fox lead, and the story they tell is, we're not going to show you our cards. And Jenna Ellis has quoted, your question is fundamentally flawed when you're asking, where's the evidence? I'm stuck. I mean, I legitimately am stuck. I spend nights reading this, and I'm not in your league, but I'm going over state by state. What happens? What do you think will happen with all of this?
Well, I'm a scientist, so someone who won't show me the evidence is just not worth paying attention to. And in this case, presumably they would have witnesses, or they would have vote counts, or something about the machines, and there's none of that. There's not even a pretense of presenting any evidence. I've looked at a little evidence from four jurisdictions in relationship to the Bemford's Law thing that came up about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up.
And I've now looked very extensively at data from Georgia, both before the recount, they did the hand recount throughout the whole state, and afterwards. And I looked a little bit at Wisconsin, where they're about to do or in the middle of doing a recount in a few counties. Mm-hmm. I have seen absolutely nothing wrong.
I'm going to come back to Benford's Law because I think it's important. That's been thrown at this radio show a couple of times. But this morning, Rudolph Giuliani, when the Georgia count comes in, Giuliani said it doesn't matter. I read the Georgia stuff. And again, I can't do math. But I read the Georgia stories or the Georgia recount, and Joe Biden kept a lead, although I think, as you pointed out, Professor, Donald Trump gained some votes in Georgia. And they started out, as look at my numbers, Biden was up by 14,000 and change. Now he's up by 12,284. They found Trump votes. Immediately, Giuliani said the recount means nothing because they're counting garbage. Because he thinks it's, there are people out there that are hanging on this, that want this all to be true.
Well, it's sad. I mean, formerly the ex-mayor of New York had some credibility and a reputation, which is completely shredded. This is the garbage he's talking about, or the votes cast by millions of citizens in Georgia and around the country, and it's just, if you take it seriously, it's an authoritarian move, just saying your democracy doesn't matter.
One of the, and we've had people on that claim the mathematics of the Benford's Law, and that's got thrown at us a couple of times here on the show. I can't do mathematics to save my life, but you have done, what's where we found you, a lengthy paper on what's called Benford's Law. Would you explain Benford's Law to the audience first?
Yeah, Benford's Law is a surprising thing, and the bottom line is that the digits in a number, let's take a number like 1,234, you have different digits in that number. The first digit in 1,234 is a 1, the second digit is a 2, the third digit is a 3, and the fourth digit is a 4. So you can have numbers that have digits in so-called base 10 arithmetic. Benford's Law is valid no matter what the base you have. And it's a weirdness. You might just intuitively think that all the digits occur equally often. So the first digit could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You might think they occur each 1/9 of the time. According to Benford's Law, they don't. A 1 occurs like 31% of the time. If you look at the second digit, which can go 0 to 9, you might expect they occur each 1/10 of the time because there are 10 possible digits. Benford's Law says, no, they don't. A 0 occurs 12.5% of the time, and the percentage of the probabilities of them occurring decreases. So why does Benford's Law happen? There are two different ways argued, and theorems have been demonstrated. If you have a process that with the counts vary over several orders of magnitude, means factors of 10, so tens, hundreds, thousands, millions, then you can have usually Benford's Law controlling being characteristic of the first digit. But a more general way is if you have the numbers produced by mixtures of processes, and probably an intuitive way to think about is sales figures. Think about total sales. You have different items sold, each one sold at different prices. So the washing machines might be sold at slightly different prices at different days. and then you have the number sold. And so you have a random process generating the number of units sold and each one at a different price. And so the total sales, if you look across the different types of, say, washing machines, refrigerators, cars, will generally be Benford's law in their distribution. And so that kind of mechanism may be related to elections, but not the first digit.
Our guest is angering up. I wish you could sit and read my email this morning. You're well-loved. Why?
Well, I appreciate the thought, but not everybody.
I know. Yeah, I always tell people at the end of the day, it's impossible for me to do that. And Walter McBain's our guest, University of Michigan professor of political theory. When I watched this thing, I watched it twice yesterday, and Giuliani, who I love, and I've actually in the past spoken with Sidney Powell, but again, their out card is that they can't produce evidence because they're headed to court. They held up some sworn affidavits from citizens who alleged they witnessed suspicious behavior. He did not commit to sharing that. They yelled at the media. I'm not a big media fan, but they yelled. And so what must happen? Can I set this as a question, take a pause, and come back? You got a second to go through a break with us, Professor?
Sure.
Okay. I'm setting the question up. What must they show? 710 KNUS, and it's uncertainty now, and it's the holidays, and Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'll probably see David today. David Ellis, Cherry Creek, instant cash on the spot. If you need money, David's buying precious metals, coins, and jewelry in Colorado for decades. Thanksgiving money, holiday money, money. David offers confident, you want to know what something's worth, confidential valuations on estate sale, jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. There's no obligation. The free evaluation is private and confidential. Call David Ellis Jewelry today, 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. Third and Clayton at Cherry Creek North. Black awnings on the building 6 days a week, and the man is there. Walk in, show it to him, or give him a call. Look at the website, and it's gift-giving, too. DavidEllisJewelry.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Amazing couple of weeks into the months of talk radio, and continues today. I'm Peter Boyle. This is Radio Free Denver, good old 710 KNUS. Friday morning, and Stefan this afternoon, Randy, and they'll be chomping at the bit tomorrow morning. And George, despite the uncertainty we all experienced this year, housing market continues to be a bright spot. Interest rates remain, again, record lows. Don't know what's going to happen with the prime, but again, you lock that number in today on a refi, you got it. I'm telling you what, American Financing, learn what it takes. Get out of that apartment, get into a home, or your home to refi. Drop the number, drop the rate, and save money. Either way, they have custom loan options, able to buy a home with little, no money down, pre-quals, they're free. Nobody's wrapping you up, nobody's charging the front. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Lock that number today. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our guest is the University of Michigan, Professor Walter McBain. We had two things, Professor, that we, pardon me, I'm sorry, McBain, I apologize, I mispronounced your name. There's two things. One, we don't want to take a class with you. Number two, we want you back on the radio show to talk about, I've been reading what you've done on the Iranian election and the Bolivian election, the South Korean election, to talk about elections that have been stolen. I respect your work really a lot. If you would, please do that for us. And then just how's this going to end? Watching all of this, I realize I'm asking you to project, and that's not really your job, but what do you think?
I think it's going to end with Biden sworn in as president on January 20th. What will happen in the middle is who knows. Apparently, our president now is inviting Michigan legislators to the White House and going to put the arm on them. Who knows whether they're going to cause more procedural delays. They're on record saying they wouldn't, but who knows. So I think there'll be a lot of Sturm und Drang in Wisconsin. I have word that the recount there, they want to make some trouble. You know, who knows what will happen, but presumably nothing will happen that will delay the outcome or change the outcome. Actually, we'll know earlier than that because the Electoral College is going to vote on or about December 13th. And so if we've gotten to that day and everything is fine and the electors are certified and they vote, then there's absolutely nothing left that's even remotely within legal bounds to cause Trump to continue with his obstruction.
In the history of the country, has there ever been a moment like this before?
No, really. We had the 2000 election, which was controversial and went to the Supreme Court, which stopped a lot of actions in the state of Florida. And so that went late. The election was much closer in Florida. It was only one state that was controversial. And Al Gore conceded immediately, pretty much after the Supreme Court ruled against him in the key case.
By the calendar,
that did go on as long, but in terms of the ridiculousness of it, it didn't at all involve this giant conspiracy or anything.
Yeah, and that was a question of mechanics, too, wasn't it, in Florida? Like, what was...
It was the administration and the ballot designs and not counting votes that should have been counted. I've actually written about that election.
Wow.
Pretty extensively, yeah.
We'll get you back as soon as we can get you back. But what struck me, and I watched it twice, was this enormous conspiracy. I mean, really, in fairness, and I'm kind of a history geek reader, but, you know, Joe McCarthy had that great line of, you know, a conspiracy so vast. But when I saw, and I'm hearing people sending me these emails that they did claim that U.S. votes were counted in Germany and Spain, alleging machines. I don't know that. Or the ballots arriving in trucks. Can they get it into court? Do you think it can get into court?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not involved in any of the legal actions. I have read and heard about some of the affidavits in some of the cases, which apparently are not what they are claimed to be.
I've read that.
There are things like, you know, the poll worker was rude to me, which is not – there was a bunch of phony ballots that were counted. So even if they hold up a sheaf of paper in their hand and say, you know, these affidavits prove our case – well, the opposing side and the judge will hopefully look at those and evaluate whether they're actually relevant for the case or at all supporting the claims that are being made. So far, there's been no support.
The legendary story of Joe McCarthy and waving the note in West Virginia I have here in my hand.
Yeah.
You're a bright man. The strike force, I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm a Trump guy. I don't like Joe Biden. I don't like what comes with it. But as I was saying to my son the other night, truth doesn't have a side, does it?
Well, I would hope not. I mean, this is an era where truth is much challenged by the president. But this is super important. This is the election. This is the democracy. And it's just once the election is done, it's mostly a matter of counting the votes. And that's been done. And it's over.
Is it?
There'll be future elections. Contest those.
Yeah, we do it again. I thought it was just amazing to watch it. It was spectacular. It was a spectacular press conference. I hope you get a chance to watch it before we talk again. It was a spectacle, man. It was.
It looked pretty hilarious. I guess
the media turned it into that streaks of, you know, the hair. It was
right.
It
they
was,
did the camera work. Yeah.
Yeah, it was powerful. I mean, it really was. And I actually, you know, I know Jen Ellis quite well, and she was from here. And she was bristling at the media, you know, your question's fundamentally flawed. And I thought, wow, Jenna, because somebody's going to have to tell. Somebody's going to have to talk. And there's a lot of people. I leave it. I've used it too many times. Benjamin Franklin, three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. Somebody knows something. Hey, you know what? You're terrific. You took time out of a happy Thanksgiving, Professor. We'll get you on to do a long history and have a history lesson for the show. You take care of yourself, sir. Thank you for your time.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you, man. All right, everybody. I know the anger's out there. I can read the email. And who is this jackass, Peter? I don't know, some Yale PhD. Expert in the field. Written about stealing elections in Bolivia and Korea. And I don't know. Randy's at it tomorrow morning, and George is at it tomorrow morning. Stefan this afternoon. Well, another week goes by. Take care of yourselves.
Happy trails to you. Tell me.